With the float down coming up this Sunday, St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan expressed concern about the dangers involved in this year's event. With water levels at record highs, Donnellan wants floaters to know that this isn't the same river they've floated in past years. What's the big change?
Absolutely the current. You know, with the water being this much higher, it's running faster. Coast Guard thinks it's probably double the norm. So absolutely, the water is going to be different than it was for the people that participated past year. So they have to recognize that going in.
If you've decided this event is worth the risk, Sheriff Donnellan urges common sense.
Make sure your flotation device is good shape and something that's capable of taking on some significant waves out there if it gets choppy with this high current, high water levels. And make sure you wear a life jacket of the appropriate size and so it fits you. I mean, we really think in addition to the life jacket, the flotation device, a paddle. So many people have no paddles. If you have a paddle, at least you can make way. If you stay in your inner tube, you have a life jacket, bring a paddle. That's probably the second most significant thing other than life jacket is the paddle. Lack of paddles, you can't go anywhere. And if you were under 18 this year, the Coast Guard will remove you from the water if you don't have a life jacket.
Even though first responders from every local entity will be out in force, the float down presents unique challenges for rescuers.
The biggest problem is people don't all start at the same time. And if they would get in the water at roughly the same time, we could surround them as first responders and then just float with them down to Marysville. Problem is people come in with these long gaps and time frames, so they get spread out, and then the first responders are spread out. So, you know, you're just not in a position to come save somebody. If they would leave together and we could watch them together, we could be spot on when somebody got into trouble, because you have a very, very small window to fish somebody out. And if our dive team is close and we know where they go in, we can dive in and find them. I've watched it happen before. But as we spread out, it gets harder and harder to be in the right place at the right time.
We're hoping everyone considers Sheriff Donnellan's advice and finds a safe way to enjoy the water this Sunday. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.